Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, getting back to understanding, you know, racism. And racism is just not a black and white thing. Racism is a shade thing. It's a shade of heaven and hell. You know, the racism comes from the pits of hell. And I remember this teacher in the 1960s, 1967 or something of that nature. I can't remember her name. And if we had the segment, we'd play, and we will in the future. But they had a whole bunch of white kids in a room, and she began to have this particular theory. And the theory was, she said she wanted to test this theory out to see, you know, what people would do, which proves it's a spirit, by the way. And what she began to say is that, you know, the people with blue eyes in the classroom, and I'm probably messing the experiment up, but this is the basic part of it. The people with blue eyes, Miss Elliott's probably her name, but the people with blue eyes, they don't know nothing. They're stupid. They're dumb. You know, nobody pays attention to them. But the people that have brown eyes, they're smart. They make the best grades, and everybody wants to be with them because there was a whole bunch of white kids in the classroom. And as a matter of fact, to be able to help us better identify who has the blue eyes, they're going to wear the scarf type thing. And so they put the scarf around the blue eye folks, you know, the kids. And these are young kids, maybe 8 years old or something. And immediately the spirit came in to these kids' environment. You know, you wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness. And these kids with the brown eyes begin to feel prideful. They begin to feel like, you know, we're smarter. We're part of the brown. And then all of a sudden, nobody wanted to hang out with these blue-eyed kids. And they go to the playgrounds. They would go to the playgrounds, and they begin to ridicule. I mean, these are just all normal white kids, you know, eight-year-olds or so.
It's called Blue-Eyed, Brown-Eyed Experiment, Jane Elliott in Iowa.
Right. And so when she did that, and so all of a sudden, the shame that came upon these kids that had blue eyes, they started feeling shameful that, I have blue eyes, and I'm wearing the scarf that identifies me. And they started buying into the narrative, and she started interviewing the kids. You know, how do you feel about being blue eyes and not knowing much? And they're like, I feel terrible about it, and I've lost my friends, and I feel ashamed. And I mean, just that one moment of time. And then suddenly, she shifts the experiment. She says, okay, no, it's actually the blue-eyed kids that are smart kids, and the brown-eyed kids, they're the ones that are smart and intelligent. And they put this scarf thing on the brown-eyed kids, and there's a whole bunch of white kids. And so in that, the very same thing happened. The very kid that was prideful over the blue eye now was shamed that he was the brown-eyed kid, and that he began to fight and strike out at the blue eyes because of what they were saying about him or what he felt about them, which means this. Racism is a spirit. It has nothing to do with skin color. I mean, if you are a person of color, you know plain as day that if you get into the community of color, people start talking about different shades of color.
Yes,
they say things like light skin, dark skin, red bone, these different types of things. It's like, how about the human race? Why are we trying to identify ourselves by a race?
That's right.
And if you take that on, you're going to start thinking for some reason, based on our shades, that somebody, and this is what Abraham Lincoln's argument was when he began to, as a lawyer, I believe in Illinois, as a congressman or legislator up there, that if in fact, you know, you're based on your color, you say that you are of higher value and more intelligent than this color. Well, what do you do if somebody whiter than you comes along? What if somebody with a different, you know what I'm saying? That was his argument.
Right.
Because this is stupid. It's just, it's racism. It comes straight from the pits of hell. And we're all created in the image and likeness of God. And the life is deeper than the skin. Mm. But if you can preach those narratives over those children and begin to tell them things like you're less than, you're more than, you're smarter than people. Oh, don't hang out with those blue-eyed folks. Oh, man, those brown-eyed folks are the ones. They know so much more than us. You start believing that.
Yeah.
And you take on those spirits. And all of a sudden, you're dividing folks. Mm-hmm. You're dividing people up. And when people are saying, stay away from Israel. Don't do business with Israel. If you take that spirit on, that spirit is of the anti-Christ spirit. It's anti-God spirit. And also, if you take that on based on any race, if you say, you know, I don't hang out with white people because I don't hang out with black people. I don't hang out with brown people. I don't hang out with yellow people. I said, what are you even talking about? That's ignorance. But the biggest thing is that it's racism. And we have to stand up for that as Christians. And Dr. King, you know, he said, I have a dream. And his dream was about a multicultural people with different ethnicities walking together hand in hand. And if you look at his, what he said and what we see in regards to that, he would be pretty pleased to see today that, that of course, this younger generation is has less issues with that than the older generations. But the thing that the younger generation has, in addition to the older generation, is they don't understand that the word anti-Semitism means racism towards Jews. And that you got to make up your mind, you're going to be a friend of God, or you're going to be a friend of darkness. Are you going to be a friend of those who don't love God, don't want God, it's not going to support the Jews? You got to make up your mind. You say, well, I'm going to lose business. Isn't it better to lose business than lose your soul? Isn't it better to be like Corey Tam Boone and just say, you know what? I mean, she was beat, she was persecuted, but you know, she stood up for God. She stood up for the Jews. She stood up for the human race. And we have to do that. And it's, I can feel it, man. I can just sense that day's coming. If you sit in a restaurant and you see the owner of that restaurant come against someone based on their ethnicity, based on their color of their skin, and you order a dessert after that, or you don't say anything that, you know, if you see somebody lean out their window and take a paintball gun and shoot at this grandfather and his grandchildren because they're Jewish, and you don't get to the news media and you call them over, so you call that anti-Semitism, you call that racism, you don't say, oh, this is possibly not.
Right.
We've got to stand up, especially why it's easier to stand up now. It's going to get more difficult. And I think about Miriam, though. We talked about Miriam. Maybe we'll have her when we get back. But she understands. I mean, here she is as a refugee under ISIS, how they push radical Islam has pushed them out of their homes. And the heart that she has is just amazing. And it will help us understand who we're supposed to be. You know, we're going to be hearing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu just a moment about these talks that are going on. But the Word of God specifically says, I mean, there was a day that there was division in different ethnicities and all of that. But when you become a Christian, Colossians talks about it. Colossians 3:11, right? Read that to us.
Here there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian or Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all.
I don't know what version that is, but yeah, the right. But there is, you think about it, it's true. We're just they're just one in Christ Jesus. We're one in Christ Jesus. We're a new ethnos in Jesus. That we're Christian Americans. We're Christian Israelis. We're Christian Mexicans. We're Christian. We're not Mexican Christians.
Right.
We're Christian
Christ is Christ. Christ is first.
He is definitely first.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.